It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
He did! Touchdown!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Great throw. Great catch. Gave the 49ers a lead in the fourth quarter.
And a great game, if you want to be honest. I'm sure Niner fans are like, Steiny had everything. Tampa had the ball with a chance to win.
To me, that was not a great game. There were too many, especially that last drive.
It was an exciting game. How about that? I was on the edge. I needed a shower. I don't even play.
Great game?
The game was hideous.
But it wasn't a great game.
It went down to the wire.
It was ugly.
Somebody help me. He's Padone.
It
went down to the wire.
It was ugly.
Hey, you said something last block. Real quick, welcome back. Steiny, we've watched, like, missed kicks count as special teams. And I know yesterday was missed kick galore. But the Ram game, we saw the return late in the game that set the Rams up in great field position. We've seen block punts in the Minnesota game. Like, this has been a reoccurring theme for the Niners all season long. You're not saying it don't matter. Like, that can get you beat, and it got you beat in the Super Bowl, special teams.
Yeah, I chalk missed field goals. Like, to me, a missed field goal is a missed field goal. But, like, what happened on the punt return with Cowing and the fumble.
You got to know where you're at,
man. To me, that's different,
yeah.
You know. But you can't miss three field goals either.
No doubt.
Gloria. Gloria's in San Francisco. Hey, Gloria, how you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey.
Listen, Steiny, Guru, listen. I agree with Lurie and Steiny's take on this. This is a whole independent team separate from last year's team for all the reasons that have been self-evident and spoken about. But I think it's these grinding games that they win. They're ugly, no style points, that they just grind out and win. And hopefully they can improve each game and develop, like developing muscle, develop a true grit when it really counts and make the playoff. And they have that championship pedigree, if you will, and it'll all come back for them. Now, with that being said, I do believe that Arizona is the team to beat in our division right now. And I do believe that we'll take care of business beating Seattle. But they have to just get through this muckety muck right now. Off topic a little bit, I wish at some point, I know it won't happen, they need to address their special team and make that a priority. And I wish that they had an offensive coordinator. I know Shanahan is a guru, no pun intended, a guru at offense. But I wish he could just stick with one aspect of the team and have a play caller on offense. Thank you for taking my opinion.
Thank you, Gloria. And Steiny, I'll just pick up from where she left off. So how does one do that? Because I am comparing the Niners to the standard they're created. And again, I'm not sitting here. I thought they were supposed to. What was the spread? 7.5. The Niners on the road. That's pretty big. But I guess it's hard for me to compartmentalize how I don't judge this team or compare it to last year's.
What do you mean?
Like, that's the standard I'm comparing this team to because they were so close to winning the Super Bowl. You still got the big cogs of the team. It sounds like you guys, and Gloria's point is I should call the dogs off in regard to that's not last year's team. Well, the season's not over, but the standard's the standard.
Yeah, I don't think I don't think they're a Super Bowl team right now. Like, I don't. I mean,
I guess the bottom line is it wouldn't matter if they were, you know.
They went to the Super Bowl last year. They lost. They've been without McCaffrey for 8 out of 9 games. They've lost Ayuk. They played some guys. They played some teams, or they played some games with injury. They still don't have Greenlaw. They lost Hargrave. They've paid a lot of guys, which means they're probably not as deep as they have been in the past. And no, I don't think they're as good as last year. They certainly have not. What were they last year? 6-3 after 9 games. They're not as good as last year right now.
Well, and I guess, and I don't have a problem with that. That's obvious, but
right.
I just, like, I think the Niners, the games that they lost to Arizona, and Gloria talked about it, they got something for them, and I was just going to remind her, well, you actually had something for them. You're about to go up 2 scores, Mason fumbled, but that's neither here nor there. Stani, I just felt like, again, yesterday's game was a microcosm of the season. You hold the team to 3 points, you have a special teams blunder that gets them back in the game. You do. Purdy was damn near perfect almost, you know, some missed throws, some bad balls, I'll say. But other than that, he was perfect, and yet you can't capitalize, and then the kicker misses the field goals. Like, Kyle, what's going on to where this team this year, Stani, can't put other teams away? That's my big question.
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with McCaffrey, who's missed the whole year up until last game. Now they lost Ayuk. He's out for a couple games. Their rookie wide receiver, Pearsall, didn't play in the first 5 or 6 games, whatever it was. Now he's starting to get, it looks like, he's starting to get comfortable. And they've been fits and starts in the first half. And they're not as, like, they're not playing. I don't think, you know, I think Purdy's been really good. But outside of Purdy and Warner and Kittle, like, who's having a great year? They're 5-4, and I think they deserve to be 5-4. Theo in the East Bay. What's up, Theo? How you doing, man?
What's up, boys? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Just wanted to say, man, like, you know, I really don't know what to make of this team. I mean, we know what the special teams is. They obviously aren't good. But defense, I think they've been playing great ball. I know that caller a few callers back said that, no, they were horrible. I disagree with that. I think they've been playing great. But the biggest question mark to me is on offense. I mean, we just had Christian McCaffrey come back, but they don't look the same. And if you weren't watching the game and you look at Purdy's numbers, you would say that he was cooking, but it just didn't feel like that. But, you know, hopefully they get it going here on offense, get healthy and stuff like that. But you asked how the fans are feeling, and I woke up this morning a little uneasy.
Okay.
You know, if we do make the playoffs, and I know it's kind of hard not to look ahead, but we'll have to travel to a Tampa Bay or a Philadelphia or Green Bay. And, you know, I don't feel confident at all. But, you know, hopefully this win starts up something. We go on a little run here and get back to 49er ball. Cheers, boys.
Thank you, Theo. Appreciate the call. And Theo doesn't know what to make of the Niners right now. I'm kind of with him. What do they do well? What don't they do well? They haven't been consistent. They've been all over the map, and it's landed on 5-4 right now.
Yeah, and I'll say this, Stani, about the defense. That's the one area, because you talked about it on the other end in regard to no McCaffrey, and there's a big domino effect, right? And I was just living in a world where he was everything in regard to why they couldn't or were deficient in the red zone. Stani, say what you want. And I know there was penalties by Malik Collins and Fred Warner on that last drive and Anderson that got him down there, but the defense kept him out the end zone. But that's the one area I feel like, you know what, no excuses, but if you wanted to make some or find some, we could say you don't have Hargrave. We could say Greenlaw hasn't made his way back, neither here nor there, but man, I'm with the caller. Brock Purdy, Stani, on paper was excellent. He made that great throw you talked about to Kittle. But there were some missed throws, and I don't know why I'm hanging on to that. Maybe I just need to, you know, let go of it. But there were some third down throws that weren't even close, and that happens in a football game. But I'm looking at his numbers, and I need to just check myself because, again, Stani, he almost threw for 400 yards, man. 11
exactly. And he was, what, 25 for 36?
Yeah.
No interceptions,
average
no turnovers.
9.8 yards. So he was, you know what I mean?
I mean, Purdy was dynamite yesterday.
He had a fumble that Juwan Jennings helped him out recover. That was big, too.
Yeah. That's hustle. No turnovers yesterday for Brock Purdy. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Frankie Eyelashes in the city. What's up, Frankie? How you doing?
What's happening? How's you guys doing? I love talking to you. One of you guys know a sports guy named Jim from like Santa Cruz?
Jim. Guru knows him.
Yeah, a guy named Jim. He's a real head case. I saw him at a concert. He got real angry at me when I told him the Niners weren't winning the Super Bowl this year and that the teams haven't been back since 1996 and 97 from the NFC to Green Bay Packers. So I know my stats and stuff. But you know what? The Niners have a good team. Detroit's good, but they're all playing for second because nobody's beating the Kansas City Chiefs. They're championship caliber football.
Thanks, Frank. You appreciate the call. And of course,
Chiefs might get luck might run out when it's there is no tomorrow, Stoney. I'll just say that about what they're doing.
And a message to Jim, the head case in Santa Cruz. Frankie Eyelashes knows his stats. Who was he talking about?
It had to be Dallas. They hadn't been back since. I didn't get it.
I didn't get it either.
The Niners have been back to the Super Bowl three times, Donnie.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Let's go to Mo is in Detroit. What's going on, Mo? How you doing?
Hey, fellas, what's going on? How are you?
Hey.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, man. Look, thanks for taking my call, man. The kicker thing reminds me of when Peyton Manning went off on Vanderjagt. You guys remember all that?
Yeah.
It was like a whole fiasco.
Liquored up kicker. Yeah.
Things happen like that. But look, man, I think there's a lot of overreactions. This team is unique in its way where we have a lot of rookies that are contributing, and they're just going to keep getting better and better as the season goes on. I think there's a lot to be optimistic about with McCaffrey coming back. I think people need to pump the brakes. They need to relax. We're going to be fine. We're going to do it. We've been in this place before. We got enough leaders where they're lifting these rookies that are contributing. I'm more excited about this team than last year because I see a future with some of these guys. There's not like a lot of rental guys here for a year. There's people that are going to be around for a while that are going to be leaders of this team. And I think that we're going to make some noise. And when it comes down to January, you got to run the ball. And I don't think anybody's going to run it better than us with CMC. He's going to be pretty much healthy by then with not a lot of wear on his tire.
Appreciate the call, Mo. Appreciate the call. Can't be dynamite when the team as a whole doesn't look dynamite. I mean, 350 yards through the air, 2 touchdowns, no picks.
Well, nobody's called in about Brock, Donnie, and this is not the Sunday to do it. It was 10-0, too. They had the game in hand. The bottom line is the rat on the table. There's been the rat on the table for the Niners all season. What is going on? And I'm asking you, Stoney, what do you think is going on in the red zone? Now McCaffrey's back, and you still were 1-3 against an okay defense. And I'm being kind.
Okay, and I'd say it's one game with him back.
No, but for all the whole season, you still got other weaponry. Why? You got Brock Purdy. You got George Kittle. Why is this team not able to score in the red zone all of a sudden?
I don't know. Why do you think?
I'm starting to look at Kyle because you're doing the old predictable first down run play. And you know, you're not fooling teams, but I don't think it's a talent issue at all. Even when McCaffrey wasn't here, that's how highly I think of the weaponry.
Yeah, I thought
it's got to be. You're too predictable.
I mean, there was a play where I think it was a third down where they got a third and goal, and he threw it between. It looked like Jennings.
Oh, yeah.
And that wasn't a good throw.
No, that was one of the 11 misses, but That was one play. You're right. That was a bad throw, Stoney. But more so than not, it's like when you have the, what word am I looking for? The reputation of one Kyle Shanahan, I guess it comes down to creativity. Because, Stoney, we're not, you pointed out that throw. It's not like we're seeing Kittle or Jennings or Ayuk before he went down or Pearsall drop passes in the end zone. It's like, I don't get it. Like, that's the one thing of this team that's got to improve if they're going to go on a run. Hell, even win the division.
You know what's funny is, again, I don't view, like, red zone issues.
Yeah.
Okay. They weren't good in the red zone yesterday. They won. Like,
next, they won yesterday.
That's right. And so they've been terrible in the red zone all year, and they're 5-4. So all they need to do is be good in the red zone. Specific games that they really need to be good in the red zone.
Let me give you one. The Super Bowl.
Well, you know what I mean? I'm talking about moving forward.
Yeah, right.
But I mean, you know, well, then they had a Super Bowl. Then they had a red zone problem last year. So why would it?
Well, no.
Why would it be better?
They were great. They were beating teams last year. They didn't have the one antidote to where they couldn't put teams away. They're not putting teams away, Stoney, because they're not taking advantage of their opportunities, I believe, in the red zone.
Let's go to Jacob in Castro Valley. What's up, Jacob? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing all right, trying to stay dry.
All right.
I have a couple points I want to touch on today, so stay with me. I have first the defense. We got a lot of rookies out there. Fred Warner's a dog. Bosa, I don't know what he was doing yesterday. He had one good play. He was missing tackles. Those dudes got to step up if the defense is going to do anything. I mean, you can't just rely on a bunch of rookies. But more importantly, you guys are talking about the red zone defense, why it looks so different. CMC is the red zone defense. I mean, that dude scored like 24 touchdowns in 18 games last year, and that's a huge missing piece. Kyle Taylor's the offense around him, so once he gets going, which he will, you know, it's one game and he still looks good out there. You know, you'll have more touchdowns from him. It'll look like it did before. You know, we're still getting touchdowns. I love to see Pearsall get a touchdown. But I wanted to touch on Shanny. He's just going to run CMC into the ground. He needs to split carries with Mason. He needs to give Mason more looks, have him drive the ball down the field and put CMC in for the red zone. Because we have no problem driving the ball down the field, but the red zone is where we need CMC, so he needs to split carries with Mason a little more, and he also needs to care a little more about special teams. You know, Moody has been missing kicks his entire career that he's been there with the Niners. So this was just like a you know, he gets injured, he comes back, he misses more kicks. And when you're talking about Super Bowl, a team that's been in the Super Bowl last year, and they're coming in, they need to win. Off of this bye week, they need to win. And Debo comes off of a big play, 33 yards, gets them into field goal range, and it's like, okay, you already missed two field goals, boom, misses a third. We know who Debo is. This is the Draymond of the Niners. He's going to be upset. He's going to get in your face and be like, bro, do your job. You got one job. Make the kick. You know, it is what it is. He's a captain. You need that. And then what happens? He comes in, he makes the kick. There, you know, don't put too much on it. I doubt there's a locker room issue. I'm sure Debo cooled off, and you know, he probably approached Moody with respect and told him, look, dog, I was just passionate. We want to win. I'm sorry I got in your face, but look, we need to step it up. And, you know, that's what I got. There's a few problems with the team that need to be ironed out. But hopefully when Greenlaw comes back, the defense will look even stronger. You know, Warner and Greenlaw, they're the dynamic duo back there. So,
all right. Thanks. Appreciate the call.
And
yeah, I don't like getting on a guy for missing a foul shot. That's all. He's trying to make a foul.
Well, to his point, Stoney, if that – I didn't know that was Debo's role of the team, but Moody made the next kick. How about that?
Yes,
after
he did.
After Debo got in his face. Now, what if I – because we talked about all week long, Stoney, like, how's Kyle going to – don't forget about Garrido nor Mason. And, again, a lot of times Tampa Bay had 5-6-man front, Stoney. They were not letting the Niners run. But if I asked you how many carries, you probably already know Jordan Mason had yesterday.
He had one carry.
Wow, what about Garrido?
I don't think he carried.
Yeah, he had one. No yards, but I guess that gives me confidence if I'm a Niner fan moving forward that McCaffrey came back and the tank was full, Stoney. He was ready to go. That was a full workload is all.
Yeah, I mean, well,
that,
was
let
it?
That consume me all week.
I mean, he only had 13 carries.
Well, 20 touches combined, 19.
Yeah.
Yeah. Six catches, 13 totes.
Let's go to Philmo Mike. Hey, Mike. Philmo. How you doing, man?
Let's see how he feeling.
Hey, man. Well, we got it. Man, this is funny. What do you say, John? Sadly, it's thus far. We're looking like
John
this.
John Sally.
John Sally. We're looking like this thus far. This is how we're looking right now. Like, we have to understand football is a game of attrition. Debo should have stocked him. He got a 2-for-1. I love Debo for that. I'd rather Debo stocking somebody in the face for missing some field goals than Dak Prescott up there saying what he said under his breath. Bruh, make the field goals, bro. For real, for real. Mm. Steiny, what did I tell you about Kuminga?
Tell me. Remind
me. Kuminga is a Corey Maggette that likes to pass a little bit more. That's Kuminga. For real, for real. Steiny, think about that. But anyway, back to the Niners. I don't like where we're at, but I kind of do like where we're at because we've had teams that's been looking great through 8, 9, 10 games and ain't did nothing when it mattered. Maybe they're building up some grit. They sold some fight, and they won that game. That's improvement to me. The defense looking better. Sorensen, his first year reminded me of Robert Saleh's first year. He got to get it together, but he's coming along. Remember when Robert Saleh first came in, they was like, he's trash, get him out of here. But then somebody, I think it was Cam Inman, was like, nah, I think we should, or Matt Barrows, I think we should keep him. He has a good ear. I think Sorensen is getting it. We're getting better. We're getting people back. Shanahan. Randall just went for a 95-yard touchdown. You don't use him one time? What's going on, bro? Come on, bro. Dad. Use J.P. Mason. Don't just run him into the ground.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate
I was
going to
comment on Debo's outfit. You didn't see his fits, Donnie. He was dripping yesterday. Coming
what does that mean, dripping? It was raining yesterday?
No. The drip was he was wet. The outfit, I didn't like it. But it got a lot of play on the social media. But hey, I won't second-guess Kyle. Christian came back, and I was all week, Donnie, while you're gone. And, I mean, he carried the load. But I'll say this. The offense or the game offensively didn't play out any differently than when they didn't have McCaffrey. That's what worries me.
This is – where's the Kyle Shanahan on – nobody asked. I thought I saw something with McCaffrey. Debo Scuffle, Jake Moody, Pearsall timeout. Brock. All right, let's just listen to Kyle Shanahan talking about bear with me. Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, huh?
I'm not sure. I have to just go back and watch the tape and kind of see. I think, you know, I'm just happy I'm here, man. I mean, that was a long journey and a lot of long days. So it feels good to win and feels good to just play in a football game again.
All right, so that was Christian McCaffrey coming off a 13-carry day.
There were some long days. I felt that.
Yeah. 925 on the Comcast Business text line. Shanahan never runs multiple backs. It's always one workhorse.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.